This is VPR News. I'm Alex Keefe. Burlington police say a woman was raped in a criminal courthouse in the city more than a week ago, but they decided to keep quiet about the case, and they didn't initially release the name of the suspect until it came out in a news story. Robert Rosario is charged with felony sexual assault, and he's still at large, and the case has sparked debates about transparency and policing in the Queen City. Here to talk about what's public information and what is not, we're joined by Robert Hemley. He's a media attorney who's represented news outlets all over Vermont during his long career, including in the past VPR. Counselor, thanks for talking with us.
Quite welcome.
The Burlington Free Press first published Rosario's name when it got a hold of some public court documents, even though the police didn't want to publicize the case. Help us understand exactly what information is public and what's not public when a crime is committed.
There are presumptions in both the Access to Public Records Act and in the Access to Court Documents rules that all documents on file are public. Those are subject to some specific exemptions which make it possible for an agency or for a judge in a court proceeding to restrict access. But the general rule is that everything is public once it is filed in court.
So things are presumed public, but a judge has the power to make them secret.
That's correct. And in order to restrict access, the judge has to make specific findings after a hearing that there is a public interest in restricting access.
Burlington's police chief, Brandon Telpozo, has taken some heat for not publicizing Rosario's name right away. The chief says he wanted to protect the victim in the case. He didn't want to tip off the suspect who's still at large. How unusual is this that police decide to keep quiet about a suspect in a case?
They're well within their rights to keep things private. The dividing line, though, is when a charge is filed or when an arrest is actually made.
So I'm understanding that police are under no legal obligation to, you know, send out a press release about a crime or a suspect. Do you think there's a moral or a social obligation that police should be publicizing this stuff?
That starts a very significant public discussion, and there are contrary views depending on whether you're in favor of access or in favor of restriction. But the ultimate question is whether or not it's in the public interest to publicize the name.
Chief Telpozo suggested when we interviewed him that he might try to start keeping more case information secret, keep it sealed more often. Does Vermont law allow for that to happen, and is there any recourse for the public who maybe wants to get that information public in the courts?
What's unusual about what the chief has said is that he is making a public issue of whether or not he will make names public or keep them private. As we discussed earlier, he's under no obligation in many circumstances, and in those that predate the arrest or the charge, to make names public. But I don't believe there's been a public discussion supported or created by the police before this to state as a matter of public policy that he wants to keep things private. It seems ill-advised to make such a blanket statement because every case really needs to be looked at on its own merit.
Robert Hemley is a veteran media attorney who works in Vermont. Counselor, thanks for making the time.
My pleasure. Thank you.